I love to go to Tacos La Rana, the food truck, about once a week. I love their tacos. And so when I go there, I always ask if they can remove the radishes and put in the jalapenos. But, you know, I was calling it jalapeno. And that you were giving sense. Me a hard time for it. Oh, everybody yeah. here in the building gives me a hard time for it.
I just want you to be better. So that's, I don't want to give you a hard time. I don't want to be the heavy.
Well, you, yeah, I know. But every time I say jalapeno, peño, peño, you're trying to get me to do it right.
Jalapeno.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So a couple times I had gotten my order wrong. So this time I was thinking of how to say it. And I was like, can I get three jalapenos
yeah.
instead of the radishes? And I got the order correct. And I was like, yay! I think it was because I was saying jalapeno. And he was like, I don't know what that is. Jalapeno. Oh, you want the jalapeno.
Yeah. That is good.
I think he was doing
you figured it out. I'm proud of you.
So anyway, it just reminded me of some of the trickiest words to pronounce. Google just sent out a list of a few words that people have a hard time saying. And croissant is actually croissant.
There's like no tea in it.
Yeah.
There's no tea in it, buddy.
Croissant.
It's croissant.
Oh, croissant.
Yeah.
It's not even, yeah. English say it croissant.
Correct.
It's croissant.
Croissant.
See?
I don't want to say I know that, but the reason I say that is there's been a couple of like commercials or something on TV where it's like, croissant, croissant. There's a high-pitched voice that keeps saying every time someone says it, a high-pitched voice, croissant.
And I think they do that on purpose just so you could get it right.
Yeah.
Work on that.
Yeah, no tea.
The other word, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Instead of, yeah, Massachusetts. Entrepreneur. Not entrepreneur, it's entrepreneur. Preneur. I don't know.
That one. I'm really confused by what you're saying over there.
Yeah,
because everything you're saying sounds easy.
I know.
To me.
Worcestershire. It's not Worcestershire. It's Worcestershire. Worcestershire. That's not the first R is silent.
Copy. Yes, and I do say it correctly. Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce.
You say,
but it's fun to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Worcestershire. You have to do it a silly voice though, because then people know you're not dumb. Does that make sense? Because if you say it wrong without a silly yeah. voice, people think you're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you go, would you pass me the Worcestershire? You do the silly voice, people are like, he's being silly.
Yeah.
He's a silly guy.
So a lot of people do that. That way they cover up the fact that I really don't know how to say the word. I had a girlfriend that could not say casino years
really?
Ago. Yes. This was back in high school, and she would say casino.
Mm.
And we went to Vegas because my grandparents were living out in Vegas, and she got to go on the trip with us.
Casino.
She said, casino. And I said,
boy.
Okay, say ca. She said, ca. I go, sino, sino, ca, sino, casino. I'm like, oh my. Now you're just messing with me.
We're divorced.
Yeah.
I can't do it. That's like when a little kid says ambulance. It's like, no, it's ambulance. And then they slowly get it. It's ambulance, not ambulance or something like that.
Yeah.
If I was dating someone who said Consino, I'm out. No.
I had a high school friend that couldn't say spaghetti. He was from New York. He'd say puschetti.
Like a little child.
Yes. And he and I said, you're just messing with me. He goes, no. He goes, that's how I say it, puschetti. I go, say it the other way. He goes, I can't.
You sure can. Put an S in front of that P.
I know. You try.
Spaghetti.
The one word, is there a word out there for you? Because mine is regularly. Regularly.
I think you just got in your head about that one.
Yeah.
Your word is actually jalapeno. We know you. We know you.
Anything out there for you? Anything? Do you say Porsche? Or do you say Porsche? Porsche?
I say Porsche.
Yeah, it's Porsche. Porsche.
Porsche.
Porsche, not Porsche.
I feel fancier.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jaguar.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My Porsche and my Jaguar.
Oh, and if you say
my garage,
if you say
my garage.
I have a friend that has Porsches, and I'm like, hey, nice Porsche. Porsche. Well, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Copy. Yeah, so, I don't have any friends that are that rich, so it's cool. It's cool. Cheers.
Being a man in news, obviously you got to work on making sure you say all the words correctly, but is there a word out there that maybe you struggled with back when you were younger or had a hard time with?
There's still a few that pop up, and I can't think what they are at the moment, but there are ones where if I try to do it right, I'll probably do it wrong, but if I don't think about it, I'll do it just fine.
All right. That happens in commercial scripts a lot, right?
Yeah, it's just certain ones are tricky, but you've got to get them correct as best you know, because what people don't want to hear with the news is, you know, the Willamette Valley.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah. Willamette. That's funny.
That's tough, especially when you're new to town.
Umpqua.
Yeah.
Hear that from like, you're not from around here, are you?
Actually, yeah. Actually, once with the British Broadcasting Corporation in an interview, they were talking to me, and they, and now we go to the land of the Umpqua. And
it's, close, senor. Your tea got in the way of your teeth.
See, one of the things that drives me crazy is when people say Oregon.
Yeah.